Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
There could finally be relief at airports today.
My flight should be on time, knock on wood.
President Biden signs a massive spending bill.
It will fund the U.S. government through September 30th.
There's no more avoiding it.
The House Ways and Means Committee will release Trump's tax returns to the public.
Good morning, I'm Monica Ricks with the CBS World News Roundup. After more than a week of travel mayhem, Southwest Airlines says it expects minimal disruptions this morning. We get the latest from CBS's Jared Hill.
Southwest Airlines says it's realigned its crews and fleet and expects to return to normal operations today. In the meantime, passengers are split.
We're obviously disappointed in Southwest.
I believe in forgiveness.
The airline also said it will refund all canceled flights and urged, quote, customers to submit refund and reimbursement requests for meals, hotel, and alternate transportation. Experts say that could cost the company tens of millions of dollars.
The airline scrapped more than 13,000 flights since last Thursday. Less than 100 have been canceled so far today. Storms out west are starting to cause problems for people in several states, including Colorado. This woman's distressed in Denver.
I just walked out my apartment and now there's a tree on my car. So yeah,
the snow's also shut down roads, caused widespread crashes and stranded vehicles all over the city. More snow is expected to hit the region this weekend. A separate system is dumping heavy rain on the East Coast. The U.S. and other countries are now requiring COVID tests for travelers from China as cases continue surging there. But CBS's Kimmy McCormick tells us other measures may also be in the works.
The CDC may be considering sampling wastewater from international aircraft. It says it's exploring all options to help slow the introduction of COVID variants and tells CBS News previous wastewater surveillance has shown to be valuable. That could offer a better solution than mandatory testing of travelers. China lifted travel restrictions starting next month, but cases are surging there and reliable data from China is scarce.
President Biden has signed a $1.7 trillion spending bill that'll keep the lights on in Washington through next fall. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The bill, which was passed in Congress mostly along party lines just before Christmas, includes nearly $772 billion in domestic spending and $858 billion in defense spending, or an increase of about 10%. It also includes billions in new aid to Ukraine. Representative Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to become the next Speaker of the House in January, called the bill, in his words, a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body.
Other House conservatives have also blasted the bill for its spending. While the wait's almost over, some of former President Trump's tax returns are set to go public today.
I'm Tom Foti. Democrats in charge of the House Ways and Means Committee spent years fighting for ex-President Trump's tax records in court, all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices agreed existing law allows the committee chairman to get them, so now the committee is set to release a redacted collection of Trump tax returns from the start of his campaign through his years in the White House.
Protesters hit the streets in Nassau County, New York, to urge Congressman-elect George Santos to resign after lying to voters to get elected to the House.
Well, I only don't want to be represented by any clown in local government, in state government, but especially not in our nation's capital.
Santos is being investigated by the state for padding his resume and could be the subject of a federal investigation if he's sworn in next week. Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler has been accused of sexual assault. In a new lawsuit, a woman claims Tyler was her guardian back in the 70s when she was just a teenager, and she says it paved the way for a sexual relationship. Tyler would have been in his mid-20s at the time. He's 74 now. The rocker does reference a relationship with a 16-year-old in his memoir, but he's in rehab now and hasn't responded to these latest claims.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tributes are pouring in around the world for Brazilian soccer legend Pelé, who died after a long battle with cancer yesterday at 82. CBS's Steve Futterman looks back at Pelé's career.
My father used to tell me, God give a gift to you to play football.
As a skinny 17-year-old, Pelé burst upon the world scene, leading Brazil to the 1958 World Cup. Pelé, it was the start of a legendary career. He is the only player to win three World Cups. At the end of his career, he came to the U.S.
The return of Pelé.
He played for 22 years. During his peak, Pelé averaged nearly a goal a game. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A funeral will be held for Pelé next week in Brazil. The fashion world also lost a maverick yesterday, Vivienne Westwood, who started her career in the 70s designing clothes for the Sex Pistols. CBS's Anthony Mason spoke with her back in 2013.
Did you mean to be outrageous?
No. No, I never, ever tried to shock people.
But she did. The best way to confront British society, Westwood once said, was to be as obscene as possible.
At the time of punk rock, I was so outraged at the way the world is so corrupt and mismanaged and everything, that the look was supposed to be of an urban gorilla. It was somehow a kind of crusade to challenge the status quo.
Vivienne Westwood was 81 years old. The U.S. Coast Guard has suspended the search for four people on board a helicopter that crashed in the waters off Louisiana yesterday. WAFB-TV's Scotty Hunter has more from Baton Rouge.
The pilot of that chopper was picking up three oil rig workers about 10 miles off the coast of Plaquemines Parish when they reportedly went down. Witnesses on board the platform say they saw the chopper hit the helicopter pad, then tumble into the water. Coast Guard crews searched all afternoon, but all they recovered were broken pieces of the chopper.
The NTSB is now investigating what went wrong, but weather didn't seem to be a factor. Ukraine's president says most regions of his country spent the night without power or heat following a heavy assault by Russian missiles. An interpreter translated Volodymyr Zelensky's update.
Unfortunately, there were several hits. There were power cuts in most regions of Ukraine, but this is nothing compared with what would have happened were it not for our heroic anti-aircraft forces and air defense.
Russia is still trying to seize all of the industrial Donbas region.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Today's a pretty glorious food holiday.
While you're thinking about one big last hurrah tomorrow night for New Year's, and then the diet begins, pause for a moment today because it's National Bacon Day, a day to celebrate the porky goodness that is America's favorite cured and smoked meat. Did you know the Chinese invented it about 7,000 years ago when they cured pork bellies with salt? It wasn't until the 17th century that people figured out smoked bacon was oh so delicious. You can get Bacon Day freebies and deals today at a bunch of fast food joints, or
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan,
sizzle up some of your own. The diet can start Sunday. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
The world population is projected to hit 7.9 billion people on New Year's Day, with 74 million people added over the last year. And that is the World News Roundup for Friday, December 30th, 2022. I'm Monica Ricks, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.